Senator Obama's speech may have been meant to highlight his differences with the other presidential candidates regarding the country's financial problems, but NPR's Peter Overby reports it also underscores the degree to which all three candidates are involved with Wall Street.
In assigning blame for the subprime mortgage collapse, as well as for other financial woes, Obama went further than either his Democratic rival, Hillary Clinton, or Republican John McCain. He spread the blame around, but largely in Washington. He said both Democrats and Republicans, quote, let the special interests put their thumbs on the economic scales.
The future cannot be shaped by the best-connected lobbyists with the best record of raising money for campaigns. This thinking is wrong for the financial sector, and it's wrong for our country.
Obama is now the number one recipient of securities and investment money among presidential candidates.
This is Sheila Krumholz, director of the Center for Responsive Politics. She says the center's analysis of campaign finance data shows that Obama has raised $6.7 million from people and political action committees in the securities and investment industry. Hillary Clinton is right behind Obama at $6.6 million. McCain trails the Democrats at about $3 million. This just might explain why none of them, most notably Obama or Clinton, has been beating the drum for punishing investment firms or their executives for their roles in this financial mess. Bashing Wall Street was once a fine tradition in the Democratic Party. At the 1936 nominating convention, President Franklin Roosevelt led into business and financial monopoly, speculation, reckless banking, and a few others.
They are unanimous in their hate for me, and I welcome their hatred.
The kind of thing a Democrat would say 72 years ago, but not today. Earlier this week, Clinton offered her solutions for the housing crisis. She urged that Washington help homeowners just as much as it helps Wall Street.
We've seen unprecedented action to maintain confidence in our credit markets and head off a crisis for Wall Street banks. It's now time for equally aggressive action to help families avoid foreclosure.
On Tuesday, Republican McCain weighed in. He said this.
No assistance should be given to speculators.
But he was talking about home buyers, not the folks who sold them the mortgages. For the industry, McCain said, government aid should be based only on heading off major systemic risks in the future. At the Center for Responsive Politics, Sheila Krumholz says that in recent history, Wall Street has been careful to go with the winner. Congressional Republicans in the late 1990s, President Bush in 2000 and 2004. And now?
The securities and investment industry, and specifically the more aggressive players, the hedge funds and the private equity funds, are leaning more to the left than they have in the past. And the hedge funds and private equity, the more aggressive players, are leaning more to the left than the industry as a whole.
And Democrats are happy to be leaned on. Just after his speech this morning, Obama's schedule included a fundraising lunch at the Manhattan offices of Credit Suisse, the multinational investment bank. Seats were priced from $1,000 to $2,300. The lunch has long been sold out. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.